Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Yeah, we're recording this on Friday, so expect things to get a little zany. Jennifer's birthday was yesterday. Bachman's birthday is tomorrow. Michael's birthday was like a couple days ago.
Yeah, we're in the birthday gauntlet.
Tim's birthday is next month. Mine was next 3 months ago. We're good.
Oh, we're just in the celebrating zone, baby. So
never stop.
Jesus's birthday is just a few months away.
Oh, man.
That's Christmas, yeah.
isn't it supposed to like actually be in March?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be in March.
So technically isn't Easter his birthday because he's dead and then born again?
No, that's like resurrection day.
That's his second birthday.
Having a family member that this has happened to, you absolutely celebrate the day you come back or the day you die, and then you don't actually die. So, like, he could celebrate.
I have 1,000 questions, but I think we got to get going.
Sorry. Did you say that you celebrate your family? No, Tim, we have to talk about this.
Never be able to concentrate.
No, it's pretty normal. One of Nika's family members died,
came back to life,
resurrected, and they celebrate it. What's the?
I mean, that's what Christians do.
Missouri, baby. Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I do in Missouri.
I mean, I'm a Christian. That's why my hymen came back.
What? Your pussy hymen.
My pussy back, baby.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
So, Chuck, I see you do some weird stuff I saw. I can't explain.
Nah, it must have been the scorpion.
Piece of paper on the ground.
I pick it up.
It has upon it, it looks like an ant, and it looks like it's got little bits drawn on it.
My dad just likes to jack off a lot, okay, guys? Just leave him alone.
I'm not actually taking a big dump.
Are you doing a ritual?
I'm doing a ritual. I'm casting.
That's what I call him, too.
Up ahead, a faint light coming from what appears to be an alcove of some kind.
We're sneaking along. We're being sneaky. We're gonna see what's up ahead. Unless we're dead. And then we're gonna pass over into the light.
You peer around the corner, and there is an old lantern. And it is flickering.
What we got here? This is so weird. Okay.
We already fought the guard dog. What is he guarding?
Oh, can I put my torch to the paper?
No!
It bursts into flames.
Yeah, but it reveals. It's a cool reveal, though.
Screech, what the fuck? Oh, that's neat.
It bursts into flames, and there is a tunnel behind it.
I push Screech behind me, and
you do care.
Screech, actually, take that oil and throw it in this passage.
You're the boss for some reason, and I throw it in there.
As you're picking it up to throw it in, a giant dragonfly bursts forth. But yeah, there's 3 of these things, and they're coming at you.
No, man. Why do I want to fight 3 of them?
Yeah, so roll initiative, jerks.
Good.
This time I'm going to win, and that's when a number of, you know, Atlas beetles.
Yeah.
It's like those, but they're like car sized. And there's like 3 of them.
We might need to run away.
And they seem to be kind of blocking your exit. And then you hear something else.
Are we getting a new baby brother?
Bursting into the scene is a small figure riding one of these ants.
Oh my god.
They are wearing a helmet and goggles. And they lift up a metal canister looking thing. And they throw it onto the ground and it explodes. The ant that this person is riding collapses and passes out. All of the insects pass out. And Celine and Rourke pass out.
Oh my god.
So the scene right now is Screech, who I believe is currently in Screech form.
He's going to Screech, man.
We've got Chuck, who's a little woozy, but doing okay. And this other person who came bursting in, everything else seems to be passed out. including the ant that they rode in on.
The ant you rode in on. Can I grab them by the front of their shirt? Like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
/ thank you for saving us? What's happening? I have a lot of emotion. Sorry if I'm yelling, but who the fuck are you?
I'm saving your ass? My name's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Good to see you. Thank you. You're riding an ant and
we gotta go? These guys are gonna wake up.
What does their hair look like?
You don't know because you're unconscious.
Oh!
Did you say I'm awake, Michael, or am I sleeping?
Yes, you're awake. All of the casters, all the magic things fell asleep.
What the fuck is happening here?
I don't have time to explain. We're gonna get eaten, dumbass.
You're dumbass!
I'm not the one about to get eaten.
Did you bring enough ants for all of us?
No, we can't. We gotta go. You should pick your friends up. Let's go.
I pick up Rorke's leg.
All of us?
Wow. Screech's little bone burn arms, little bitch.
I do make a move like I'm gonna help, but like I kind of know that I'm not gonna. I'm like, ah!
Lucy, I don't know what's happening right now, but if you're double, triple crossing us, I will destroy you.
Okay, Grandpa, let's go.
What? Okay, Boomer.
Wow.
I trundle along, I suppose.
How are you moving your friends?
Both over my shoulders, like big.
Just throw them like
sacks of grain. Yeah.
Okay. Lucy has left their aunt there behind. It is wearing a little saddle.
Oh. Yeah, I'll hop on that aunt.
It's asleep.
Yeah. I hop on and I'm like, wake up! Wake up. I'm slapping the aunt.
What? Is your friend okay?
Oh, he's not my friend. Screech, come on!
Okay.
He'll come eventually. He can take a nap here.
It'd be real convenient if he came now, but all right, let's go.
They're leading you out of the cave.
Gotcha. Like the way we came, I assume?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's happening?
That's a great question. Why did you guys go down there?
I don't remember, actually, so I'm glad that you asked that question.
Someone from our town got taken, I'm sort of a protector of Rhymeford. I don't recognize this person, right? There's no, like, a little gnome disappeared 6 years ago. Okay, so you Lucy, thank you for whatever you, what was that, what'd you do, to us, when are they gonna wake up, we just came down here because I try to protect the area around Rhymeford, make sure nothing too bad happens in between my shifts at the local bar.
Okay, alright. I put them all asleep with a device, and yeah, that's about it. Is that what you asked me? I'm sorry, I lost focus there for a minute.
Yeah, we went down here to investigate the you know, dog-sized ants and horse-sized scorpions are kind of a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Actually, I've been thinking about this, and how do we know that they're really big and we're not really small?
Are we outside yet, Michael?
You just got outside.
How big them trees?
Okay. All right, okay.
I don't touch the ground because I don't know if my back can handle going down with these two beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
And coming back up.
But. I like the idea of us being like way heavier than we look.
Jesus,
like.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just like a fucking like sack of bricks.
I do love also like Celine would probably look like a regular person over someone's shoulder. And then Rourke's like arms and legs are like dragging over Chuck's shoulder. Yeah. Like he's tall, but like I imagine she's gangly.
Yeah, your feet and
you're like, yeah, their arms are dragging on the ground.
Even though I'm quite tall, I'm taller than you. Somehow both your hands and feet are on the ground.
She's just got long arms.
To be fair, that could happen. My natural wingspan is 3 inches longer than what it should be, so.
So maybe Rourke has very large wingspan.
Wow.
Yeah. Her feet or her arms are actually 7 feet long.
What is that? That's a great character choice.
Holy shit.
It's very scary at night.
Oh, it's fucked up.
So Rourke, we're choosing this episode to reveal it, is a bugbear.
Yeah. You know. Surprise.
That's a mechanical joke. Bugbears have farther reach.
slender man. Slender woman. Slender them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyways, I answered your questions. You answer mine.
Did you? I don't. I keep losing track.
What is with these bugs? And what did you attack my friends with? And Screech, did you feel that like weird bomb she threw at us?
Oh, that's because you are a caster. I'm part of the magic resistance.
Say what now?
I'm part of the resistance.
There is no resistance. Why would anyone want to even push against Emperor Beauregard's empire? Am I right, Screech?
Tell me about this magic resistance.
I'm part of a group that is bringing magic back to the realm.
Why would you want to do a thing like that?
Well, did you see those bugs back there?
Yeah.
That's because people aren't using enough magic.
Did you see my parents back there?
No.
That's because they were killed by magic.
Lucy, are you trying to imply that the weave is having blue balls, and since we're not using enough arcane energies or radiant energies, something's out of whack and causing bugs to become big? That is quite funny. You should write that up as a story.
Okay, so like they weren't like big before? But I like help the process along a bit, I guess, is what I'm saying. But this is inevitable.
What do you mean this is inevitable? It sounded like you said you engineered these ants. Did you engineer them as a weapon to fight the Emperor?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you just say that they were big because people were using enough magic?
You did say that.
Yeah, I did.
And then you used magic to make them big?
No, I didn't use magic.
Wait, so they are big because people aren't using enough magic.
Yeah.
But you're capitalizing on the fact that they are big.
Did you? But no, you used the device to make them big?
Yeah. I used the Theonite.
Can I see this bigger?
Why are you telling us this? You don't know who we are.
Huh?
Do you see who I have on my shoulder here?
Oh, but you're a...
Shush.
But you...
No.
Hold on, Chuck. I think we could use this opportunity to get our hands on that device that makes things bigger.
I got no problem with that, you know what I'm saying? I got no problem. Hey, if anything, I need a device to make things smaller. Alright.
Well, I do not need to know that about my father.
You're sleeping.
I hope I don't have weird dreams about this.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna be having like dreams about
your dad.
Should be like, I got a big hog.
Your parents do a lot of weird shit when you're sleeping.
I wanna put Celine and Rourke down against like a tree or something and try to wake them up, and as I scream about having
like
a big
slump
dick,
us like against each other, so we're just like leaning. It's like, no,
don't date each other's characters in this campaign.
You can't tell us anything, Dad.
I just meant more like we're just both conked out asleep.
That's so true. How dare you know. I? When are they gonna wake up? This is so much is happening. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Oh, I can wake them. I can wake them up when we get back to the spire.
Why did you put him to bed again?
Why you going to
bed? I was sleepy.
Why did you put him in PJs?
So I made this thing.
Is this the bigger or is this the other thing?
I can't.
The sleeper. The bigger or the sleeper?
No, this is I call it a grenade. And you throw them on the ground and they explode. And then they put all of the magic people to sleep, including the ants and other monsters. But it's made with they're made with theanite, so it's like really expensive.
But if you want people to use magic, why would you want the sleeping people to be, or want the magic people to be sleeping?
Well, I mean, generally
can't do magic while you're sleeping,
right? So I made that. I feel like you're focusing on a strange. Anyway, I made this when I was ginning up these big insects.
To like control them or something?
Yeah, I didn't want them to eat me. Because they've eaten a few people.
But yeah, it almost ate a prize journalist and octopus or something aficionado. I don't remember where we landed on that. Decacog. A roboticist or something. So you gotta put down these bugs. Unless they have good meat.
Well, no, I mean, I was thinking about using them, maybe, once I could teach them how to, like, I got my one really good, like, if you can train them. You don't get it.
But no, we clearly don't understand at all what's happening, and if you're a part of some sort of resistance, here's some free advice, don't fucking talk about it. Do you know who that guy is?
Him?
Do you know who I am?
No, should I?
No, you should not. That's the whole point. He has fancy clothes. He is a freaking benefited from where we are now. I pulled down my cloak or whatever, show my four tattoos. These tattoos you get when you're in the army, okay? I fought in the what we call Wizard Wars, or is that too on the nose?
I love the Wizard Wars.
It felt very sci-fi to me.
I think that is what we called them.
Yeah, Wizard Wars.
For now. Some people call them that. Other people don't.
I got these in the war.
Okay. When was that? Like 100 years ago?
It was like 30 or something, or 20. I don't know. Depending on how old Rourke is. Like, it was like 24 years ago.
Listen. I may not agree with your methods, and I, you know, I can't do anything to stop you. I mean, look at me. I'm just a normal, rich man. I'm powerless.
He has, like, no muscles.
I've got no power, but some people also might not agree with your magic, and if you go with your views on magic.
Oh, yeah, magic's awesome. I wish I did magic.
I'm just saying that might be something you want to keep to yourself.
Why?
Celine is an adept.
Yeah, but she was with you, so I figured she must be okay.
I am a helpful guide.
Okay, I saw you stumbling around there, buddy.
I sneezed.
You must be made of some pretty tough stuff, though.
It's probably a side effect of the war. Or, what are you, 9? Maybe your grenade doesn't work.
That's a weird way to say that. Does anybody else feel like that's a weird way to say that?
What do you mean? Do you know of another word spelled roughly the same that's not said that way?
Can't think of one.
Can't think of one. Well, but they did have grenades as early as like the 15th or 16th century. So depending. But also, Michael's very clear that we don't have gunpowder in this world.
It definitely worked. Did you not see everyone fall asleep?
It did work.
Almost everyone.
No, it did work. You're a good point. It worked perfectly. Sorry, Lucy. This has been just the worst week of my life. second worst week of my life. I feel like we're kind of attacking you. You also did admit to light to extreme treason, just without anything. And then you said that you can help my daughter and employer or contractor. By taking them to the spire? You don't mean the white spire, do you?
Yeah.
We don't go to the white spire. They're trapped. They're haunted.
Yeah, that's why I go there.
Lucy, you're a loose cannon. I don't like this.
Turn in your badge.
Turn in your badge.
I can't. Here's the thing, though. Can't go upstairs. I'm trying to crack that one.
Where did we see the light? Is that?
It was upstairs. Yeah. I don't remember anything, but I remember where the candle was.
I just wasn't sure if it's like a spire. It's all upstairs, if you think about it.
I'm going to wake your friends up because you're really rude.
Good luck. She's probably going to kill you. But I'll ask her not to because she did save us, I think. Or maybe sent the bugs to attack us. I have no idea what's happening.
They crack a little thing, a little a tube, and under Celine and Rourke's noses.
Eat the smelling salts?
smelling salts. You all wake up.
Oh, wow. Where are we?
You see this little, you think probably halfling. They are wearing a leather helmet with a lot of doodads and stuff. They've got goggles. They've got like 100 pockets, all that crap.
Okay.
What color is their hair?
Oh, well, they're wearing a helmet.
I can't see. Okay, maybe they don't have hair. I really like your pockets.
I've got a lot of zippers, too.
Oh my god, zippers. What do you keep in the zippered ones versus the non-zippered ones?
I can't tell you.
Would you have to kill me?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Rourke, hello, you're awake now. This is Lucy.
Yeah, I just got knocked out by who knows why.
They either attacked us and saved us as a ruse or saved us, and they knocked you two out because of their faulty grenade.
So wait, do you know what's going on with the bugs down there then?
Yeah.
They were attacking us.
Well, only the guards were.
Are they naturally evil, or were they just attacking us because we were in their home?
They're not evil.
Well, they stole Decacog. Why would they steal a guy?
I don't think they would steal a guy.
Well, he was in there. Something brought him into the tunnel, the cave system, and he was stuck in a goo wall.
Yeah, he was stuck in a goo
wall.
He
was stuck pretty good, but he did get out, though.
A, I don't know who this guy is you're talking about, and B, I don't care.
Well, you should care if your bugs are killing random townspeople. I might have to arrest you.
Have you lived here forever?
No, I came here because of the mine.
Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Ratsburg.
I fought at Ratsburg.
Oh my god, you're from Ratsburg? I've only heard like the coolest things about Ratsburg. I heard they built this really cool venue that's like underground, totally chill. Like you have to have a password to get in and everything. Have you been there?
Are you talking about the Lamplight?
Oh my god, yes. I mean, that's what it was called the last time I heard about it, but every time I hear about it, it has a new name.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's where like the lames go.
Rourke looks at Chuck and then goes, she's so cool.
Why does negging work so well with my daughter?
But like, if you ever go there, like after the war and stuff, because there's going to be a war. There's going to be a war, right?
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's coming. You can, like, feel it in the air.
Right? You would know, of course.
I'm not crazy.
What are you talking about? There's not a war. There's not going to be a war because our country is at peace.
War is always coming.
I think everyone here is cool.
You're cool?
She has cool hair. That's what we know.
Well,
like, you can drop the act.
Okay, well, I mean, thank you for calling me cool, but I want to get back to talking about the war that you were just mentioning.
Yeah, we're gonna, like, you're like a, what, like a sleeper agent? Like, what are you, a double agent?
No, I'm here on assignment from DOT.
They wink at you, like, really big. Wink.
Celine,
confused.
As a prominent member of Rhymeford, I ask that you don't vaporize Lucy right now. I think Lucy being alive and getting more information and not killing them is smarter. So hold in.
Wait, are you saying that
your Copley wrath.
They're you're doing magic?
No, they don't do magic. But they
Okay.
Who, me? No, I can't do magic.
Okay, well, oh, you really scared me. I really thought that you were up to some bad stuff, but
whew. Well, I wish I could do magic. I mean, I'm part of the resistance.
And Celine's like, her eyebrows go completely up and her jaw just drops.
The what?
Oh my god. That, you know. Well, okay. Actually, you know what? That can't be true. I know that she's just doing this to get a rise out of me because, like,
yeah.
And Celine, like, gestures to her.
Are you
like,
part of an improv troupe?
This is not what, like, if
I've
there
done were... improv.
I can tell you've done improv. You have quite the personality for it.
Sorry, what?
This is not something to joke about. I know you're just trying to get a rise out of me, saying that you're part of the resistance because I'm an adept. And that's not cool, okay? Uh-huh. Because it's a really big deal. And in fact, some of my more senior adept colleagues are going to be in Rhymeford very soon.
Wait, what?
So, I mean...
Why?
Well,
Because war is coming.
War has changed.
Who am I to question?
Why would they send you and then send more people?
They're going to check on
you. They're going to check on you? Don't you have abilities to speak at long distance and birds
yes,
or something to talk to each other?
And everything's fine, and I...
Oh, God.
I mean, if they're coming to check on you, why...
Bro, you're fucked.
Lucy, shut up.
Okay, guys... Have something. Okay, I wanted to say
you're something. Not an adept. I knew it.
No, okay. I am an adept. I am an adept. And
how are you hanging out with all these guys? So you're an adept, like a real adept.
Okay, I've made some mistakes. Number one of them being I was supposed to kill Decacog. Okay, I was. I was supposed to kill him. And that's why they're coming.
So Screech does a bad job of looking shocked. What?
What?
You are the are adepts assassins now?
No, I just he's obviously a bad guy.
Rourke, we
and
got
is
it.
Spreading lies about the order.
It was great meeting all of you. We have to go.
What are you? What are you?
Hey, Lucy, you can come to band practice if you want.
Wait, no, Chuck. You're not gonna like tell them.
Tell who?
That I told you when they come.
I'll tell them whatever they need to hear. I'm not going to stand in front of against the adepts. I mean, why do you think I've been so helpful to you? Your position means power, and I'm just a guy. I'm not going to jail.
I thought it was because you respected the rule of law.
Of course I do.
What if we did? Dad, what if we did, though? What if we stood up against them?
We have no reason to. Let's just be chill and... Wait, everything? Rhymeforce fine.
It's fine. It's totally not going to get overridden by giant insects.
So wait.
I mean, I already died once.
Wait, so sorry. Can you did you make the giant insects? No.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
It feels like it's more of a yes or no question, so.
I feel like, so this device that you used to make the insects big.
It wasn't like I used a... It wasn't like I have, like, a grow ray.
Like, a grow field, then.
Well, I did, like, a lot of experiments, and I fed in special food.
Okay,
and...
Do you have the opposite of that food? Like, if you would put... instead of putting sugar in it, you put salt in it, you know, it makes them smaller again.
Would that work? That seems crazy that would work.
I was hoping you would tell me.
Could you apply that information to other processes and not just by making ants big? Like, what if you used it to increase something instead of just make it larger?
I'm pretty sure that's the same thing.
Let's hear her out.
What if you had a baby?
No thanks.
Could you make the baby older or just bigger? A random baby.
Like if I stole a baby?
I mean, it could be a stolen baby. Is that more helpful for your theater of the mind?
Yes.
Lucy.
Okay, yeah, you've stolen the baby.
You know, it doesn't make things older either.
Okay.
Lucy, I am having a real hard time understanding why I should not, and I take out my mace, bash her skull in right now.
Because she's really cool. Can she spend the night?
She threatened to destroy our home.
I saved your life.
Can she spend the night?
You attacked us from what we understand by your bugs.
No, I don't control the bugs yet.
You've made the bugs. This is your fault.
I simply nudged them along the path that they were already taking. You don't, it's hard. It's probably hard for you to understand. You're a simple tavern worker.
It's very hard for me. Anyone get this? It sounds like this person encouraged bugs to get big. The big bugs kill some people, including us. And wait, did the bugs do the decalogue thing, or was that you, Celine?
No. Okay, I guess now that everything's out on the table, I followed him. I followed...
Prince. Kill him. That's why you said you're going to bed 5 times and you left.
Maybe. I mean, that's official order business, actually, so I don't have to tell you anything. But no, I followed his footsteps. He went out in the middle of the night. I was going to complete my mission. I followed his footsteps and he was already in the cave. And he was stuck in the goo.
See? Your bugs took a guy.
Something took him and put him in the goo.
I mean...
Do you think that's something that your bugs would do?
The sticky goo?
Yeah.
He probably just accidentally...
Why would he go in the cave, though?
...dumped into it. Maybe he was running from a murderer who was trying to assassinate him? Don't you have to, like, prove that you assassinated him?
Well, yeah, and it would have been fine, but they rescued him.
These goddamn kids and their
wall of two. I don't know what to do.
How are you going to do it, though? How are you going to prove it?
Well, I have his ring.
Cool, 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 cool.
Oh, my God. Lucy, we're asking the questions here.
Yeah, why? Wait. I didn't. That was.
You're asking me questions, and you got an OT murderer on your team.
I'm not a murderer. It's not
no
murder.
No shit, we have an OT murderer. They're all murderers.
Excuse me. No, it's not murder when it's done by the state, so.
Lucy, all OT are bastards. We know that.
Why are you a caster hanging out with
I'm not
one?
A caster. I'm a guy.
Yeah. Sully's looking at Chuck now.
Yeah, I don't know that that's true.
Listen, theoretically, over the course of the past 25 years, people have been born with magic powers. Whether a god smiled upon them, or they're born on a cursed star, or too close to like some tomb or something like that. Simply put, we didn't do anything about that. We agreed we wouldn't train them. So if I have anything latent within me, then fine.
Where'd you get the Patronus, bro?
What's up?
Where'd you get the Patronus?
What Patronus? What's up?
That big, it was like, what was it, like a...
I mean, is it a sheep?
No, Lucy, that was yours. You have a glow ram, right, Lucy? Lucy, I'm doing like a lot of winking, Michael. Michael, can I do a persuasion check on Lucy to help me lie, please? Michael, please?
Yes!
19.
I don't know,
19! Michael, it's D&D. Even if I had to get like a 36, I got a 19.
What on earth would possibly get her to help you?
I did threaten to murder them a few times.
You keep saying you want to mace
yeah,
her
you
face.
Have
I think I still have a mace against her head. Screech, I don't know what you saw. You sound fucking crazy right now. Honestly, you sound fucking crazy. Maybe there's something with a Theonite down in those mines.
And also, from my understanding, if someone... presented with magic, shouldn't the OT then be notified and they would become one of us? So,
but what if they don't want to be one of you?
Well, if you
also that doesn't happen.
Why should only adepts get to be magic?
If you got a gun, you have to be a cop.
But that's the law, and it's for the best because if you have magic abilities, why would you not want to serve your country?
It's dangerous to let a magic user. Just live out their days. But if someone just has any latent whatever, you know, whether they're touched by the Feywild or the Shadowfell or whatever, there's times when you can ignore it. Everyone does it. It's not that big of a deal.
I just... None of this makes sense.
I'm pissed now.
Everything you are saying doesn't make any sense. And I don't know what's going to happen when they show up.
Well, you need to tell your adepts not to come here because I'm not trying to have war because of this little rat.
You think I can stop them? I'm like so low down in the ranks. Like, I
will they not come if we kill Decacog?
They're already on their way.
What if you tell them Decacog's dead? What if you prove it somehow? Then they won't come. Why are they coming?
They were already coming even before.
What if we find out where they are and then we break their wagon wheel, we cause them to not be able to come, and then worst case scenario, we hide the bodies in the woods.
Did they tell you why they...
I think that Rourke's got a good idea here, because honestly, I don't want them to come here.
Why? Why do you care so much?
Because...
They need to come in their bedrooms in privacy.
Because I've got it handled here. And they're coming here because they got sent because they don't... My boss doesn't think I can handle it. And it's honestly, it's really embarrassing. And it's honestly very condescending of him. And I just don't want them...
Handle to, what?
The murder.
The Decacog thing. And just like...
All right, fine. Then let's go back to Rhymeford and we'll kill Decacog together.
I don't... Well...
And then we'll stop them from coming. And then Lucy... I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but move whatever you're doing away from Rhymeford.
Lucy, come to band practice tonight at 8:30 p.m.
You guys are bumming me out.
I'm sorry that we're a bummer when you attacked us with your giant bugs and then threatened to destroy our home.
Wow, this guy, huh?
That's what you said! You said that!
No, I didn't.
You said that Rhymeford was going to be overrun by bugs that you helped encourage along to be big, did you not?
Yeah, but that's gonna happen. What I meant was it's gonna happen.
Why is it going to happen?
Maybe a couple years, but I...
No, what will happen is we're going to go to Rhymeford, we're gonna get as much, like, lamp oil and things like that, pour it down this goddamn cave, explode the hole, and then hopefully kill everyone. Or we'll round everyone up and come down here and kill every single one of your bugs, slowly and surely.
But what if we were able to harness their energy... And create a kinship with them and be able to use them for, like, farming and, like, industry.
She gets it. Finally, somebody...
We can live in harmony with this.
Did you even see the one I was riding?
The one you're riding?
Yeah.
I saw that little saddle before I got knocked the fuck out. Very adorable.
Right, but you still had to use your magic thing, your grenade, to knock that one out to show that you didn't even have control over that one.
Well, I did it because I had to knock everything out, but...
Okay, real quick, reality check, everyone. We cannot explode those tunnels because there's theanite there. And it's very important, any theanite veins, that the OT is notified about them.
Well, okay.
And the mines here have not been producing appropriately, which is actually why I'm here in the first place. So you think I'm going to let you explode those tunnels?
Okay, fine. It's very simple. Lucy... You're arrested. Cool. When the when the adepts get here, we tell them about the mine, and that's a win. They'll focus on that, and we don't have to worry about anything else. Cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry, Lucy.
Let me tell you how it's gonna go.
Excuse me?
The adepts, they're gonna show up. They're gonna find out what happened. They're gonna find out exactly what happened. First thing they're going to do is they're going to do all kinds of just unspeakable things to you, Miss OT. You're going to be the first one who's going to get strung up.
I mean,
but then they're going to go around and they're going to find out who helped you. And it's going to be you guys. And then you guys are going to be dead.
Lucy, we don't know who the fuck you are. You sound... None of what you're saying makes any sense.
Come find me if you're still alive after they show up.
I can't listen to this. I gotta go. I go off into the woods.
Screech is gone.
Screech sucks. He's gotta go.
This is as sun is setting on the sixth day.
Okay, you know what? Since everyone's telling the truth, do you guys not understand what's going on with Screech? He's always leaving. How are you not picking up on this?
Yeah, because he's a coward. It's pretty...
He has bad digestive issues.
Yeah, he has hot girl tummy. And I don't think it's very cool of you to point it out. I mean, he does suck and I hate him, but...
Wow. I think he's kind of worthless, but he's kind of cute. And he gives me a dollar.
I do like that. I don't know what they do.
One day I'm going to find out what a dollar is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Lucy, if you did rescue us, I guess thank you. But whatever you're saying doesn't sound like it's going to happen. I have no reason to trust you. You live in a place that we're not supposed to go to, and you ride giant bugs and so forth and so on. Cool. Have a great rest of the day. Celine, I'm sure you can tell your compatriots that, like, they would, why would they attack you? What have you done wrong?
Well, I didn't kill Decacon.
Then let's kill him.
Oh, do you think we really have to?
If it will protect Rhymeford, then yes, who cares?
Celine kind of like drops down into the ground and
has
got like her head between her knees.
Rourke, how would you like to go to the lamplight or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Then we gotta go.
So, you guys are talking about Professor Decacog from the Farhole Trumpeter?
Yes.
So that's like the only journalistic place left. They're the only paper left.
Oh my god, so did the OT want Decacog dead so that they could control all of the media?
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking propaganda machine.
He's fomenting revolution. More people will die. We're fine the way it is. You don't understand what we went through during the Mage Wars. None of you understand.
I mean, I think I kind of understand because I studied it a lot in school, in my studies, and also,
you don't know anything about it, I say, my eyes glowing, tremors crack all around.
Also, sorry, Selena's correcting him on this while she's still on the ground. Is she just like...
Are you and Rourke still just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm like...
Lounging kind of, the whole time.
I'm like trying to not pass out, but I like pull my head up to like say this to you. So I'm like crouching on the ground.
Oh my god.
Michael, I got an 18 stealth.
I think you're probably pretty hidden.
All right.
If it wasn't clear, I pretty clearly accidentally cast thaumaturgy maybe a few times, made my eyes bright, and caused rumbles all around me.
Okay, so that did happen. So Celine sees this, and she, like, she's on the ground with her head and everything, but she stands up slowly and is like, walks towards Chuck and, like, looks at him.
Michael, I would like to cast sleep on Celine.
All right.
Michael, for the record, I saw that.
Okay. Oh, no.
32.
And that's, like, hit points, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm... conked. I am absolutely the fuck out. Actually, you said 32?
32.
That's actually double the amount of hit points that I currently have. So I'm like...
You're in a coma.
I am drooling asleep. It's like running down my face.
I catch you the way that Brienne of Tarth catches Jaime Lannister.
Yes! And I am... Honestly, I'm also snoring a little bit, like...
Dang! What was that? That was so cool.
I put Celine down, and I get on my knees and make eye contact with Lucy, and like, Rourke and I have certain latent powers, magic, whatever you call it, casters or whatever.
I'm on your side. You don't have to.
But you're blowing up our spot. We have a good thing here. Why would you talk about this in front of an adept? If you know who Decacog is, if you know all this bullshit, you recognize her caller.
Yeah, I thought she was a mole or something. Why is she with a bunch of people who are spellcasters?
Because we're hiding.
Is she that dumb that she hasn't recognized
you yet? We're
just really stealthy.
Yes, until like... We were hiding it.
Are you sure
it.
You're really stealthy, or is she choosing to ignore
you
it?
You guys do know that I'm like, this is like my first like mission though, right? I feel like it must have come up at some point.
I believe so. Yeah.
I feel like even though it's your first mission, Celine feels very official to Rourke, like very cool, like, oh my god, you're like, you know, the college person that gets their first job and like the other person is like still in college. That's what it feels like.
I have
like.
Three different notebooks for each individual case file. Let's go. 3 weeks later. Yeah. I have no notebooks. I no longer have notebooks.
Lucy, I support you. We've all lost a lot of people in the fallout, whatever, but I'm sorry, but that girl right there is my main concern. I don't care who I have to kill, who I need to run away from. I don't care what I need to do, whether I'm a coward, a fool, or a sympathizer, whatever you call me. That is my focus, okay? And we have been running for years, and you were trying to take my home from me. We just got it the way I liked it!
No, I think we need to just stop running. We just have to stop running.
Well, we can't stop running if we get rid of anything that would bring the OT here.
But what if we just fight against the OT, and then if there's no OT, and if everyone can have magic, then we don't have to hide.
We're not powerful enough. You have no idea the forces that Beauregard and his whole cadre can throw against us.
I know we can't do it individually. That's why we have to work together. It's a movement. It's a revolution.
I shouldn't have picked a city so far away from Varhold, so you can't see just what we're up against. It's foolish. It won't work. When I watched your father die, I swore that nothing would happen to you. Okay? Okay? He's dead because of me. And I'm not gonna let you die either.
He's dead?
And I don't give a fuck what happened to the rest of this goddamn country, okay? It's just you.
He's dead because he stood up for what he believed in.
Yes, killing wizards! He died killing wizards! That's what he believed in. He knew that he had to kill wizards, bards, warlocks, words we would never say, but they're classes of the SRD. Because he knew that you had little sparks of something. He was happy to do it. I was happy to do it.
But then doesn't that mean he would have killed me?
No, he killed for you. The best way is to hide in plain sight. That's what we did. And when I made a promise to him to protect you if anything happened to him, and then I was too drunk to help him the next day, so I, quite obviously it's my fault he's dead. So, whatever I need to do, whether it's kill Duck Cog, whether it's to kill this Lucy creature, if we need to kill Celine, I don't care, okay?
No, she's got cool hair.
She does.
That's why I thought maybe she would, like, listen to us. Because, like, no one with cool hair can be lame.
So I know you're upset. I get that. And maybe I should have been a little more chill before. I was maybe trying to poke you a little bit, and I apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, it worked. It worked. Cool.
I'm sorry about that.
Great.
But what I was saying is true. These things were gonna happen, and maybe it would have taken a few years, but things can't keep going the way they're going. We're going to get overrun. Magic is supposed to be used. It's not supposed to be bottled up.
Can you explain again what you meant about not enough magic is being used, and so that's why some of this is... Can you explain that?
It is... You know, it is the classic bucket thing where it's... Magic is like a bucket. Or, sorry, magic is like water. And there's... I'm not great at metaphors... But my point is, it's just gonna keep filling up and filling up. And if you don't use it, if you don't poke some holes in the bottom of that bucket, it's gonna overflow, and then it's gonna be a big mess. Shit, I'm really bad at that.
You could workshop it. It was a great start.
That was the coolest fucking spell.
You started off pretty strong. You had a lot of confidence, and a lot of things have happened. So, I don't know what that means, but if you say that's true, that's true. I don't know what we do about that.
So I can't do magic. I wish I could do magic. So instead I just studied this Theonite stuff, and I've been able to get it to, like, do all kinds of cool things, almost like magic. And, you know, so I think we can, my plan is I want to get an army of insects and maybe see if I can contact the wizards. Maybe they're still around.
Did a pretty good job eradicating them. I mean, I left the army before the end of the war, but I mean,
I have to assume there's something, but I it's useless, Lucy. I'm sorry. I don't want to shit on your ideals and your plans and your goals, but it's useless. It's completely useless.
It wouldn't be if we had people like you who would actually stand up.
Fuck off. And I think I walk away.
They are fine with that. They go over to Rourke. Your dad's pretty intense.
Yeah, I mean, he, like, fought in a war and stuff. Like, I get it, but
yeah.
I think he'll, like, come around to the idea of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, he realizes that if magic's illegal, eventually you know something bad's gonna happen to you, right?
I think he just doesn't want to think about it. But I know that he realizes that deep down.
Grown-ups.
They think they know everything.
Rourke's like 27.
She knows nothing.
In like half orc years, which means she's like 32. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that... So you said that this Adep, she kind of has cool hair?
Yeah. I keep telling her that she has cool hair. Like, that's kind of code for, like, do you want to give magic to the people around here? And she hasn't picked it up, so I don't think that she actually has cool hair.
I was 100% sure that she was, like, a double agent.
Right? She totally looks like it. No.
She looks cool.
Fake out. We've been, like...
She's hanging out with you, and, I mean, for this small town, I'm sorry, but you look pretty cool, too.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That's, like, the greatest compliment. Like, literally no one here. No one here is cool. I did have one friend. His name was Elliot, but he moved away to Farthold.
Also, this is probably just an amazing thing to watch, being that Rourke is like 7 feet
yes,
tall.
Yes. And, she's so tiny.
And Lucy is like 3 feet tall. So, like, let him chill. Let him calm down.
Yeah, for sure.
And I will be in touch with you. I'm gonna go back to the White Spire. That's where I hang out.
So cool.
It's pretty cool. It's really badass in there. Oh, it's like, man. There's like a lot of like spiders and stuff.
Do they have cobwebs?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so cool. Ratma makes me clean up all the cobwebs, and I keep telling her it's totally ruining the aesthetic. It's making it so like mainstream in here, and just does not get it.
Ratma?
Yeah, Ratma Ritmo. She's like a fucking boss.
Ratma, the Ratma Ritmo is here?
Yeah, she's my boss. She's kind of like my godmother.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I learned everything from her. She taught me how to say...
Oh my god. Seriously?
Yeah. And then she said...
Oh, no, that's actually too much for me. But yeah, because like... I'm pretty sure the Adepts are going to kill that one when they get here. The other ones?
They're going to kill Celine?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my god. Well, okay. That can't happen. And maybe if we kill the Adepts who are trying to kill her, then she'll see that we're actually really cool, and then she will, like, lean into her cool hair.
Yeah. I don't think they'll kill her right away, now that I'm thinking about it. I think they'll probably take her back to Freehold, and then they'll kill her there.
Okay.
They'll do, like, a trial to, like, try to make it seem real or whatever, but then they'll just...
Okay, but it's all rigged. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're seriously evil.
They sound like the worst. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Well, I know you're from, like, Ratsburg. We talked about that, but, like...
Ratsburg, yeah.
How'd you come here?
It is way too long of a story for me to get into right now, but...
That's fine. Maybe next week.
Here, take this... The stone.
Take the stone? Okay. Do I lick it? Rourke licks it.
it's like licking a battery or something. Like it. No, you can talk into it like this.
Hey, what's up?
And then your stone goes, hey, what's up?
Oh my god, do you wanna watch the next episode of
Real Housewives of Farhold?
Yes! Yes. Sweet. This is so cool.
So if you need to get in touch with me, use that, okay?
I will. Let's get stoned.
Nice. It's not, it seems like it's magic, but it's not. It's Deonite.
So cool. Okay, so Celine won't freak out if I use it.
No, don't show it to anybody.
Okay, I won't. It's our secret.
Yeah, super secret.
Rourke crosses her fingers.
Then you're lying? No, okay.
No. And then puts a key to her lips and then throws the key away.
Okay, what is Screech
doing? Screech, I don't know what I want to do. I've got options. Screech is in the trees up above, watching all this go down. Kind of want
to... Did you hear everything? I don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. Tim is into it.
That is absolutely the idea.
Hell yeah.
Unless there's some reason why I wouldn't have. But I kind of want to sneak into the White Spire.
Okay.
Sorry, I think I would want to get there before Jerry or whatever their name was.
Lucy?
Lucy?
Lucy, that's what I said. Yeah.
Lucy, Jerry. Whatever.
Probably underneath, like, your tree. Chuck is kind of kneeled down with tears in his eyes, punching the tree.
Oh, shit. He's
like, Steven, I don't know what to do. Please, just been running for so long, but I can't keep protecting your daughter in a world like this. I don't... It's so easy to run, but I don't know what else to do. If you were here, I could stand up to them, but there's no reason. We have to run. I'm sorry. And just kind of like muttering and weeping.
I want to drop down behind Chuck.
Fuck!
Probably koala costume for this one.
I'm horribly startled. Tears in my eyes, terrified. See, it's a hero. I immediately break down and give you a hug. I needed a hero so bad right now.
Oh, I don't agree with this magic stuff. But I tell you what, I'm a sucker for parents and their kids. I love that shit. And if there's anything I could do to keep you and your daughter, or Steven's daughter safe, I'll do it.
Thank you, I...
But no one dies with magic! Knives are fine! contraptions...
Warhammers, mace...
Devices...
drowning...
Yes, all that is fine.
Blowing up a tree with magic, but the tree hits them and it's technically gravity.
That would be up for review.
Listen, I don't want to cast magic. I didn't before. I just swore an oath to maintain the peace around Rhymefort. And there's something that happens when you have such an ideal of unity, of peace, that I guess my goals aligned with someone up there. Probably not Rhea, but someone. And because of that, I'm able to make sure things stay fine. If things were fine, I wouldn't need to be able to cast any magic. I don't want to do it. I killed tons of magic doers.
I understand, and I want you to know that since you're trusting me with your secret, I want to trust you with mine.
Okay. Well,
he slowly pulls off the koala mask. To reveal the squirrel mask.
I didn't think you had the squirrel mask.
I got a couple.
Holy shit, I knew it! I was like, there can't just be several of you guys out here. When I saw the ant, I was like, I bet they're all connected. I thought triplets for a little bit.
Yeah, you know that? Yeah, that's it. That was actually my... I really like doing the slow mask reveal, but I can't. I don't want anybody to actually know who I am. So it's a.
Oh, that's fair. Well, yeah, very much. I'm a very much Spider-Man 2 guy.
With the train. What is a train? I don't even know, but.
Well, I know. But whoever you are underneath there, I hope you are like a cool person in your day to day life. And I'm not trying to figure that out.
I appreciate that. And I would shoot my grappling hook up into the tree. You remember the grappling hook that I made, Michael?
Yeah, you have it.
Let's just say that I'm always making one. I know I got to tie it to a bolt. I just assume that I do that before every encounter.
My man's always tying a bolt off.
I don't like this. Let's assume we always do X. That doesn't let me punish you unfairly. And I don't care for
it. Well, I've already said if I'm attacking someone in melee, I'm non-lethal, so we're well off of the races.
I mean, it would be fair to say that if I'm trying to, like, use this to get up into a tree or something, I would have to roll for it, Michael, if that's makes you feel better.
That does make me feel so much better.
If it makes you feel better, he says the DM. Like, I'm doing it, but, like...
I'm gonna do it anyway.
So on that note... That beautiful exchange was, I think, a great way to end our episode.
Yeah.
Damn.
Woo, what's going to happen now? We really in it now.
Michael, we were supposed to have 700 episodes where things were just chill, okay?
Fine.
Okay, but they've not really been chill the whole time because you guys have been hiding your powers from Selene.
That was normal to me. We were just like... We didn't need, that was Michael's problem to balance the encounters, not mine, you know? And whatever you were doing with your murder and stuff, that has nothing to do with the rest of it.
I've been having a stressful time.
I don't feel like Screech is going to be super chill with state-sponsored murder.
Yeah,
I was like, part of Selene was like, kind of hoping that he'd be like, kind of chill about it, but
like, she was like, obviously this is wrong and I'm in a crossroads here, but
yeah,
if I reach out to another, you know, person of the state power,
exactly,
you know, stuff of the
an upper class,
yeah,
person,
please, a fellow hegemony,
he'll get it.
Poor people deserve it, right?
Like he's spreading lies. He deserves it anyway.
Wowie.
Woo!
That was so fun.
So this is what happens when it gets hot in our respective cities.
Yeah.
Let's turn it up.
Well, you can turn it up wherever you are by getting some delicious Die Hard dice. By going to dieharddice.com, entering the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire order.
Wow.
And we get a little kissy on the side. So that's hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. Congratulations to Chaz Bot-O-Doom.
Bot-O-Doom.
Congratulations. You have won the beautiful Die Hard Dice.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice. And thank you, all of you listeners out there. And thank you to all of you podcasters out there. Thank you to editors out there, too.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you to listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you to pets and children and friends.
Thank you to all the kids who are listening to this and asking their parents questions about stuff.
What does that mean?
Yeah, thank you. If you want to ask us questions directly, you can do so on social media, like at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. There's Instagram as well. That's going to be at Greetings Adventurers. If you want to get in touch with me personally, I'm at Thrifty Nerd on those places. And I also have a Patreon, which is patreon.com/thriftycrafts, which I guess links to a YouTube, which I don't think I have I can't get the name yet because I'm too much of a baby.
Aww.
Do you mean, like, you're not a coward? You just don't have enough subscribers or something?
I don't know. It won't let me change it.
That's silly.
But anyway, that's my whole thing.
Cool. Well, yeah, follow Michael so he's not a baby anymore. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. I stream over on twitch.tv/geeklyinc all the time, but occasionally it's on nights like Monday or afternoons like Thursday. So check that out. It's a lot of fun. Play a variety of RPGs and occasionally video games, but definitely follow my Twitter for the updates and things like that. Or I guess follow the channel and put notifications on. I don't really know.
Cool. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. Or I think this episode comes out before the 25th, right? It's like the 23rd or something. Who knows? I have a sale on my Spicy site, so go check it out.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you can find me at the Mike Bachman. And also, y'all want to hear the first track of the Roll for Streetwise album live on stream on the
24th.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, baby.
I do.
What?
Come on by. This is actually actually the rest of the hosts have heard all the other tracks. This is the one that they haven't heard. And
wait,
also,
you're holding one from us, you bitch!
Oh my gosh, amazing!
You son of a bitch!
This is also the one that's going to make them the most angry. Come,
oh,
watch.
You oh,
no. Watch the podcast and live.
Oh no!
The 24th. All right,
so we'll have to do it after we record because we don't want to ruin the episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you'll get one last episode, and then we'll. Then we'll put the nail in the coffin.
Then we'll never talk to each other again.
Anyway, we should have a release date by then, too. So,
ooh, that's exciting. Yeah, I'm excited. I want to hear it all straight back to forward. I've heard many of the songs, but some of them were in alpha version, some in beta, some final for sure. But they've all been, every one of them has been good. I will say that.
You won't believe
you
it.
You won't believe it.
You will be shocked and amazed.
And Jennifer and I started a Left Behind podcast.
That's right.
If you're listening to this in podcast form. It's called Tribulation Farce. We go through the Left Behind series chapter by chapter, along with examining the various ramifications of the conspiracy-themed right-wing focus that it spawned or helped buoy
propagated.
Forward.
Yeah,
propagated is a better word.
They already talk about one world currency in the very first chapter of the Left Behind book.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And Russia invading, like.
And Russia invading. So we got a conspiracy theory watch going on for every ep. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Unsure if episode one will be out by the time you listen to this, but episode zero should absolutely be.
At the very least be, yes.
Yeah.
And maybe episode one.
And you know how important that those early episode downloads are. So, like we always say, break into a Best Buy, break into an Apple store, download it to every single computer there and stuff like that. It would mean a lot. Tribulation Farce. You do not need to read the books.
No.
Excellent. Well, golly, until next week, keep it dicey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.